Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bonnie Kay, and welcome to the hard-shitting show called Straight Wives Talk Show. This show discusses the complexity of marriages between straight women to gay men. Each week, my guests and I discuss issues that affect over 4 million women in this country and millions more around the world who find themselves unknowingly married to a gay or bisexual man. If you have any comments you would like to make during the broadcast, you can either call them in at area code 646-716-4893, or if you're feeling radio shy, that's no problem at all. You can email me at bonkay@aol.com. That's bonkaye@aol.com. Tonight I'd like to make a few announcements, as usual, to start off the show. You know, I've been starting the show with I Can See Clearly Now because I feel this is the theme song for so many of us, that once we know the truth and once we can see what's going on in our life, that everything changes. Seeing clearly and understanding the truth that you're dealing with makes all the difference for who you are. So that's why I like to start off with this song. I know that a friend of mine who I met, I guess about a year and a half ago when I first met her, maybe almost going on 2 years ago, actually, you know, wonderful woman in California who I'll be hugging soon when I get there, you know, she was talking about this song, and now that she looks back on it, she doesn't quite feel as strongly. She's kind of laughing at me, but you know what? I always feel a sense of optimism when I hear it. I feel good when I hear it, and I think it really reflects the feelings of so many of our women as we're going through this struggle. So I want to talk a little bit about our California get-together coming up in less than 2 months. I can't believe it. Today is already July 27th, and we're going to be uniting in California on the weekend of the 20th and 21st, and I am really psyched up for this. I haven't been to California for a few years with our women, and the last time we got together in Orange County, it was just such a wonderful evening. And now this is going to be a healing weekend, so we'll have all weekend to be together, learn from each other, meet each other, share with each other. And I always feel that sharing is the best way to get onto the road of healing. You know, a lot of women are feeling very isolated out there, like they're by themselves. And when I get your letters, you know, it breaks my heart every single day of the week because you feel like you're the only ones who are going through this. You feel so alone, so ashamed, so embarrassed that you can't talk to anyone about it. And that's why I'm so glad when you find me and you realize that there are millions of us out there, and I help to connect you to some of these women who can help you on your journey, because when you're married to a gay man, the only way that you can move ahead is by having support. You know, it's one of those misfortunes in life for everybody. I mean, look, I'm sure your husband, he didn't want to be gay, and that's why he married you. He was hoping against hope that he wouldn't have to be gay, but as we all know the story by now, you can't help what you are, and that's who you are as a person. And I'm going to be having Dr. Hooper with me very shortly tonight. He's running an errand that he has to do for his youth group, but he'll be here in a few minutes. And then we're going to discuss some of the issues that are hard issues to deal with. And I know that this really came about this past month because I put two letters in my last newsletter. If you're not receiving my newsletters and you would like to get them, all you have to do is drop me a note at bonk@aol.com. And I'll talk about those letters in a moment, but I want to go back to the California Healing Retreat. If you would like to be part of this wonderful event, no matter where you live, we have people coming in from all over the country, from out of the country, from Canada. In the past, we've had women as far away as England and Australia. This is a wonderful opportunity to bond together as straight sisters as we are, to share what we're going through, to see what roads work successfully. We're going to have workshops there for women who are on another phase of their journey, who have been successful as far as moving to the next parts of it, people who have gone through all kinds of transitions and understanding their situation, that you're not stuck anywhere. But I think this is such a great start-off or kick-off, however you want to phrase it, for women who are just finding out, because you always do feel so alone in this situation. So if you would like to join me, I'm going to be right outside the L.A. airport, LAX. If you're flying in, the hotel is only 5 minutes away from the airport. There's a free shuttle bus. We're meeting that Saturday and Sunday, but people are coming in earlier. I'll be there a couple days early. People are staying a day or two later, including me, just to really work with each other, to bond together, maybe get some synergies going for a Los Angeles group, much like we do in Houston, where we have a good support network right now in Texas, and hopefully something like that will come about from California. So I'll be really excited to meet you if I haven't met you yet, or if I have met you before, to see you again, because all of us unite together and it's a very meaningful weekend. So if you would like to join me, there's no cost for the weekend, just for one dinner on Saturday night, and that helped defray the cost of the hotel. But there's no charge for the weekend itself. That's my gift to our women and to help you as far as moving on to the next phase of your recovery, because this is a phase by phase process. You know, you're going to go through one area to the next. You're going to go through the grieving process, recovery process. You'll have residual healing, you know, residual scarring. And you have to know how to get through all these different mazes in your life so you can move on and go to a new part of your life where you're going to feel good about living again. Some of you are in a really depressed state and in a bad place, and you're just finding out now and you don't understand it. And you feel like, what did you do wrong? You have to understand this has nothing to do with you. So you'll feel that way by the time you finish this weekend. You're going to feel wonderful. You'll have some new friends. And I think it'll just be a wonderful, wonderful time for everybody who attends. And how can you go wrong in sunny California? You really can't. So we're just waiting on Dr. Brian Hooper to join us. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what happened with the newsletter from this past month. And by the way, the dates of the newsletters have changed. They're no longer in the middle of the month. They'll now be coming out at the beginning of the month within the first few days of each month. And what happened was that last month I had put out a newsletter where I had two letters from two gay husbands who had come to me for help. And, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about that because of the fact that I do get a lot of men who call me who are going through their own coming out process, and they're looking for support as far as telling their wives. And to some point, you know, degree, I guess this is somewhat controversial because some women get very angry with me because I tell their husbands they have to be honest with you. And at first, some of you don't want to hear this kind of news. Like, you're thinking to yourselves, my life was going fine. Why did she have to come here and ruin it for me? But you know what? Living a lie and living without the missing pieces of what's going on in your marriage is very debilitating, as all of you know. So, in fact, let me bring on Brian. Hold on one moment. Is that you, Brian?
It's me.
Good.
I'm
we
here.
Were patiently waiting for you. I explained to everybody you had a little task you had to do with your youth group. But welcome to the show,
yeah.
Brian. Thank you so much for being here.
It's good to be with
you. You're our favorite doctor in the house. Our
well,
women
thank
were
you.
Really excited that you were going to be coming here tonight to talk. And I was giving a little background about last month's newsletter when two men had written to me for advice, and I was just kind of shocked by the outpouring of answers that I received, probably more response to those two letters than to anything I've done in, you know, 14, 15 years. And I had asked women to please give me some insight and some of their input. So what I'd like to do is just go over those two letters again. And then I'll talk to you about some of the responses and some of the reactions and see how you feel about it.
All right.
And, okay, so let me just go back to these letters. And here's the first one. It says, Dear Bonnie, I've been married for 24 years to a wonderful woman. When I married her, I believed we would live together and die together because I loved her so much. Yes, I did have attraction to certain males, but I believed it was normal for teenage guys. One time, an uncle molested me at the age of 14 and told me it's normal for all men to experiment. That way, they would know what kind of sex they really wanted when they were older. I didn't like him touching me, and thankfully, he didn't do anything painful to me like intercourse. I felt so guilty after that, but he was my uncle who loved me, and he was also my mother's brother. I try to put that occasion one time only out of my mind because I was too afraid to tell anyone. When I was 17 or 18, I would see other guys in the locker room in school and sometimes think about how it would feel if they had touched me instead. I then pushed those thoughts away, knowing they were wrong. I wasn't that kind of a guy. When I met my wife in 1989, I immediately was attracted to her. She was beautiful with long brown hair and green eyes. We both had two of the same college classes, so we were spending a lot of time together. We found we had so much in common and our personalities really blended well. I had gone out with other girls and dated in high school, but it was casual dating and nothing serious. My wife and I became inseparable, and within the year, we took our vows as husband and wife. Our first decade together was wonderful. We were in our early 20s when we got married, and sex was good. We didn't have a lot of it sometimes because we started a family within 2 years. Sometimes we were just too beat to get around to it. I started working extra hours to support the family and was tired a lot at the end of the day. Sex wasn't the first thing on my mind. I guess it wasn't that much on my wife's mind either, although she did bring it up from time to time. By the end of 10 years, there were 3 beautiful children in our lives. I felt so content having a beautiful wife, 3 beautiful children, a good job, and a nice house. I was living the American dream, and yet this dream seemed to leave me feeling unhappy. I couldn't figure it out, so I started taking a few drinks to lift my spirits. My drinking started to cause some arguments in the marriage, so one night I told my wife that if I can't have a few drinks at home, I'll go to a bar and slammed out the door. Don't ask me why or how I ended up at a gay bar. It was the first bar that I saw. I had seen it hundreds of times through the years, but never dreamed of going into it. That night was different. I just needed a drink, and I wanted it quickly. I walked in there feeling nervous and not knowing what to expect. I justified it to myself that a drink was a drink. It didn't matter where you had it. That night was the beginning of me realizing why I had been drinking all of those years. It was to numb the pain I had for still having those gay attractions. Once I realized this was numbing my pain, guess what? I kept doing it. I didn't go back to the gay bar for another 10 years, but I became a heavy drinker. I couldn't let gay get in the way of having my beautiful wife and children. It did cause tension for sure. My wife and I stopped having sex. She believed it was because of the alcohol. I believed it was because I couldn't keep doing something that wasn't natural to me anymore. As the years passed, thinking about making love to her just became harder and harder. And so we stopped talking about it after a while. I knew she was unhappy about it, but I was unhappy too. I had to give up my happiness to remain a good husband, so if she wanted to keep me there, it came with a price. I don't remember exactly how it happened, but we started growing apart. Our kids were now teenagers, so she was wrapped up in a lot of their activities. I understood because I did work a lot, and I appreciated the fact that she was there for them when I couldn't be. It seemed our communication was just whatever was necessary, and a peck on the cheek was our customary way to say, I love you. And I meant it. I did love her. She was a wonderful wife and mother. Was I in love with her? No, but I loved her, and I hoped that would be enough. But it wasn't. One night, 2 years ago, I revisited the gay bar. I just felt I wanted to see it one more time, even though I truly believed I was not gay. I sat next to a guy and started drinking. After four drinks, he asked me if I wanted to sit and listen to music with him in his car, and I said yes. That was the beginning of my new gay life. At first, I justified it as some touching like I did when I was a teenager. However, within a few months, I couldn't deny what it was anymore. As much as I didn't want to be gay, I couldn't stay away from it. It obsessed me. I had a dozen or so sexual experiences before I met the man of my dreams. He is everything I could possibly hope for, except he can't accept the fact that I am married. I realize that my marriage is over. Meeting someone who consumes all my thoughts has shown me that. I'm planning to tell my wife in the next week or two, but I'm not sure how to tell her. I know if I tell her my feelings are, I know that my feelings are not her fault. She's been a wonderful wife. However, even if I didn't meet my boyfriend, my marriage was growing apart more and more. Is it really necessary for me to tell her that I'm gay? I don't see how it would serve any greater purpose other than to hurt her and the children. She would probably blame herself, and I don't want the children to feel any kind of stigma because of this. Why can't I just tell her that it's time we move on now that the kids are almost raised and we are both not feeling into it? I know my drinking was a big factor in the decline of my marriage, but I never even acted on the gay until a couple of years ago, and the marriage was already practically over. Please give me your feedback. I want to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was letter one.
Wow. Wow.
So, give me your thoughts on that first.
Well, the first, you know, three quarters of the letter explaining how it was that he got into it and how it was that he drank then to try to deal with it. I mean, that all makes very good sense that it's a pattern that I think we've both seen before on many occasions. I've seen it with my client. And I was kind of had to catch my breath at the end when he said, "Well, I don't know why I should really even bring this up." I mean, he starts justifying the idea of keeping the secret, and there are a couple of reasons that I can think of. Number one, she deserves to know because she needs to understand. She needs to put the pieces together. She's going to be like trying to put a puzzle together while you're holding about five of the pieces of the puzzle if you don't tell her. The other thing is that eventually it's going to get back to her anyway, and she is going to find out. So wouldn't it be better to have the integrity of letting her know now and maybe even being a resource to help her if she has more questions try to put it all together. You know, you're the guy that has the answer that she may need to ask. So I would encourage him to tell her and be very clear about it. I think it's great that, you know, I truly did love her. Well, let's continue to do the loving thing even if it's not in love. That's my two cents. What do you think, Bonnie?
I think what kind of bothers me about a lot of these situations when these men first come to me with these letters, and I am really sympathetic to a point. I really do believe that these men struggle terribly.
I do believe
that for the most part, they really marry their wives with great hope that that marriage would work, and not to use her, because they really love them to the best that they could. They thought that was called being in love, whatever feelings they were having. And they do try their best, but see, my issue is this. I understand about having those feelings and trying to deny them or bury them or whatever the case is. But I still feel that once you're acting on it, this is where I kind of draw the line. Then you have a responsibility to be honest about it. Or even before you're acting on it, like, you know, I'm having these feelings, I need help with it, I have to go for counseling, I have to see if there's anything. You know, first of all, when women tell me that their husbands are telling them that they're having some issues where, you know, they're not feeling strong or they're curious, I'm telling you that straight men do not behave in that manner. To me, that's already a problem. When a man is telling you he's having these urges or feelings, that straight men don't have urges and feelings that they have to discuss with their wives about having sexual attractions to men.
Yes, that's right.
Right?
I agree.
So I feel that already, you know, you're doomed. But I kind of think it's like he's trying to, like, avoid the responsibility here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that he's, you know, he started out good. You know, I was feeling really sympathetic in the beginning. But, you know, I just kind of lost, you know, where I was moving with him. And especially when, I don't like it when men say to me, do I really have to tell them I'm gay? You know, no, you should just let them sit and wonder what they were doing wrong all along. Because a lot of men do leave their women like that.
Sure.
You know, they're not going to be honest. I would say that the survey that I participated with in England and with a few men, you know, who were there over the years and so many responses came in, there were close to 60% of the men who weren't, well, at least 43% said they aren't sure they're ever going to tell their wives, and another 20-some percent said they're definitely never going to tell their wives. So now I'm looking into, you know, like 60-some percent who may never tell their wives the truth. And I think that's, like, really sad when you think about it, that a woman's going to have to sit there, and you'll hear some of the responses from the women. But I wanted to read the other letter to you, because I asked for their opinion on both of these. So here's the other letter. It says letter number two, and it says,
all right.
Dear Bonnie, I'm struggling with when to tell my wife and most of the once married straight and now gay guys that I have talked to recommend not bringing up being gay as far as the reason for wanting the divorce. I think the fear is that it'll be more financially costly and the wife will be vindictive, and we don't have the money to hire attorneys. I heard of instances of this on my, quote, journey. The fact that she will be angry and unsympathetic is what worries me most. I want to minimize the impact on the family, and if my announcing I am gay while asking for a divorce will be more painful for all involved, her, my sons, and her parents, then I would tend to address the divorce issue first and deal with everything else later. Her parents know that we've had marital issues over the years, and even they get frequently frustrated dealing with her. If she were to tell me she were a lesbian and wanted a divorce, I would understand this more of a rationale than that I've been a bad husband. It doesn't sound like you think that it works with 90% of women. I would also be comfortable telling my sons at any time now, but when we spoke on the phone, you said I should tell my wife first. I don't think they will fly off the handle as she will. So the real question is, do I tell her I'm gay and then address the divorce issue, or get the divorce and then let her know why? I know this is ultimately my decision, but based on your experience with women, how is it best received and handled by everyone involved? I have many years left to be happy, and I am very unhappy now, partly because my relationship with my wife is not fun and positive, largely because of her personality and issues, and partly because I want to be with guys more, and I'm getting increasingly frustrated with the way she treats me and her issues that she will not address or get help for, like her OCD, neediness, lack of self-esteem, and lack of close friends. So I have contemplated admitting I am gay in hopes that she will be more understanding of the reason for a divorce. However, my fear is that she will be more angry and vindictive about how could I do this to her versus understanding my situation. Most married guys I have spoken to recommend not making the part of the making that part of the divorce, as for most of it has been more painful or because it's not grounds for divorce in my state, and therefore will not help the situation but further complicate it and give her more to be angry and vengeful about. I would tell my sons, as you recommended, as soon as the divorce is final, and I could tell her too, that I am gay. What do you think about all this? Do I have to tell her if I'm planning to divorce her anyway? So that was his letter.
Yeah, well, I think she deserves to know beforehand, not simply after it's all said and done.
Well, first of all, I think he's taking the coward's way out, quite frankly. And you know what I don't like? What men don't understand, you know, gay husbands, not, you know, men in general, just gay husband men.
Right.
You know, they, and not gay men, just gay husband men. You know, there's a totally different distinction in my mind.
Right.
But they look at this as if, you know, and when I was working with him, and I said, you know, you're saying all these things about her. You know, you say that she's needy. Well, don't you think a wife would be needy if a husband's constantly rejecting her? You know, maybe this isn't who she would have been if you would have been the right husband to care for her, nurture her, have intimacy with her. But when you're constantly going through rejection and someone's constantly telling you you're not good enough, and if it's not even those words but in your reactions to her, how is she supposed to act? You know, this is my whole thing, that women aren't necessarily who they would have been. You know, and I wrote that in my very first newsletter, who would I have been if I had all that, you know, love and nurturing and respect instead of having to doubt myself all the time.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm going to give you a few letters from a few of my friends and women who are part of my support network, you know, because they were very, very angry about these letters.
Not bad.
Very
funny,
angry.
You know, as you were reading it, I thought to myself, well, she's been thinking that she got into one kind of a relationship with one kind of man, a straight man, and she still believes that's the case, but it's not working for her. So, again, even trying to do the marriage, she's not working with all the puzzle pieces. So
exactly.
You know, I don't know what he's... If in his state the issue of gay or straight has nothing to do with it, I don't know why he's worried about it. You know, he has rights and she has rights, and what he doesn't really want to deal with, I think, is just her getting upset. He doesn't want to have to tolerate her upsetness.
Well, being upset and that it might cost some money.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like a financial thing to me. But here's one response from my friend Patty, who's, you know, top of the line. You know, she's a professional.
Yeah, right.
In the medical field, and she wrote, narcissist, you knew when you married her that you had experienced same-sex attraction. Did you tell her before you married her? I'm guessing you did not, and if you did, you presented it just as you did above, as something everyone does to see what kind of sex they like. In your 20s, your sexual orientation had already begun to alter the relationship and damage your wife's self-esteem. You indicate she was dissatisfied with the frequency of sex, and she brought it up more than once. How many times would have gotten your attention? She gave up. Think about this. You are gay. You didn't want to have sex with a woman no matter how fond you were of her. So every time she wanted sex, you didn't. As women, we are taught men always want sex. Her husband didn't. She brought it up. Apparently you didn't. Her conclusion would have been that she was not desirable. In a way, she wasn't desirable, at least to you, her sex partner. Every time you looked at her, you would have had a slightly disappointed look. When she wanted sex, your look might have been even disdain or revulsion. Maybe the look was quick, but I guarantee she caught it and it was devastating. Of course you grew apart. By 30, having a husband who doesn't want to have sex with her had destroyed her sexual esteem. No wonder your I love yous were a quick peck. She could probably read the relief on your face and may have felt grateful you would even allow her repellent self that close. You may have been living the American dream, but your wife was living in a hell that you and your lies constructed. And then you started to drink to numb your pain. What about your family's pain and confusion? You let your wife and family believe that alcohol killed your relationship, and you're still trying to convince yourself the alcohol was at fault. You are even considering letting that myth survive, a divorce in which you are leaving for another man. The logic of your comment that if you had to give up your happiness to be a good husband, she had to pay the price of you staying, eludes me. Did she know what she was buying? No, she did not, because you had not told her. When your pain became unbearable, you started to cheat, and you cheated a lot. Then when you met Mr. Wright, you realized your marriage was over. Why would you need to be honest now? How will she ever recover from what you've done to her if she doesn't even know what happened? Oh, yeah, you really don't care about her happiness, or you would have been honest 23 years ago and let her know what she needed to know to maybe find some happiness herself. It's also time for honesty and ownership of what you've done. You didn't choose to be gay, but you did choose this path, and you need to do everything in your power to fix it. She will be angry. You've been lying to her and cheating on her, and assuming she hasn't been cheating on you, you've deprived her of 25 years of a straight relationship with someone who desired her, someone who thought she was sexy rather than a burden. The price you have to pay for 25 years of avoiding the emotions is to experience them now. Practice the phrase, I am sorry, I did this to you, I should have told you, you didn't deserve this, this is my fault. Say it to her repeatedly, say it every time she is sad, angry, anxious, bewildered, and certainly say it when she is devastated. You did this, you must pay the piper. Why didn't you tell her as soon as you began to struggle with your sexuality in the marriage? We both know it's because you were afraid she would leave you. Now that you have the man of your dreams, you don't need her anymore. Lucky you, she'll probably continue to mother your children. You know that feeling you feel about your guy? She felt that about you, and you disappeared, first into a glass of alcohol, and then into a bar, then into a gay bar, and now you're about to disappear into another relationship. You wanted to be her husband and live the life of a gay single at the same time, so here's your chance. Give her everything but the debts. Continue to pay for everything, treat her well, and with kindness. It's time for you to make both the sacrifice and the amends.
Well, excellent evaluation and very well articulated. It's quite an amazing piece, I think.
Well, they're all amazing. Here's the next one.
Yeah, she got
Dear
it right.
Bonnie, I would encourage all gay men who are married to be honest with their wives. It's the absolute right thing to do. It will help give her closure and the validation she deserves. She has spent some years with you dedicated to you and her family. She has felt rejected day after day, year after year, rejected as a woman. Her self-esteem has been shattered. Even though she probably does not approach you for sex any longer, she knows you don't want her, and she believes something is wrong with her. She knows something is not right in the marriage, but she just doesn't know what it is, and she spends all her time trying to make things right. If you knew the pain you have already caused her, would you want her pain to continue? As you leave to live your new life, it would only be selfish not to allow her to do the same. Mm-hmm. I was unknowingly married to a gay man for 22 years. He never had the courage to tell me the truth. At the end of our marriage, I did question him, and he broke all contact with me. After 22 years, he cut me out of his life, and I was nothing. I know he never loved me, but at least I thought we were friends. I had to accept that it was all a lie. It was so hard to understand after all these years that we were together. I did think of him and how hard it must have been for him to live with me all those years when he could not have the real love feelings towards a woman. I think it broke both of us living this lie. He knew it was a lie. I did not know. I don't know how you can truly live an authentic life without complete honesty. I believe he came out to himself, but only to himself. He will never admit the truth to me or his family. I would have helped him in the healing process if he could have been honest, but instead he blamed me for everything wrong in his life. I pray that we can both find peace. And this is from my friend Debbie. That's
excellent.
Sad, right?
Yeah.
Well, now here's the next one. Dear Bonnie, thank you for what you do. I apologize, but I had to stop reading because, as usual, it brought memories, sadness, confusion, and overabundance of emotions and tears and internal pain to me. I began reading and thinking, I can do what Bonnie is asking me. I can help. Reading the first gay husband's statement about how he now realizes he must have caused his wife such sadness, pain, and confusion broke me down. Every day I get up with the intention of being me and being strong and being an advocate for myself and other women. But then the pain comes again and the memories that just flood me. Those words brought so much overwhelmed feelings to me. I am grateful to the gay man who wrote them, but it brings back pain, concealment, lies, deception, confusion, pain, internal, physical, and emotional, and brings back that feeling of being trapped, wanting to believe, wanting to love, wanting to be loyal, wanting a family, and just knowing in my gut that life would only get worse for the children and I if I ever left. I am so grateful that there are gay men willing to step up, speak, realize, and understand, but it takes a unique gay man. I cannot go into the memory vault, and I can never relive the words and actions that kept me feeling so trapped, but I can say it's been a long life of emotional torture since a young age that has brought such physical and emotional pain. But more importantly, my children as well, our children. I want to speak to gay men. I want them to understand. I want them to know me and know truly what it did to me. I refuse to be angry for their homosexuality. I'm a firm believer that everyone deserves to love who they choose and that homosexuality is not wrong because it's who they are. But it's all about the treatment, the lies, the deception, the narcissism, the emotional abuse, and more. Today, I still firmly believe I would take endless punches to one emotional blow from my gay ex-husband. The threats, the intimidations, the put-downs, the confusion, and the latent and many times obvious innuendos about what he would be done to me and the children if I left. And, of course, the many, I am not gay, I love you, you are the best wife in the world, you are just crazy and making things up in your mind again remarks. All of this became an internal battle for me, mind, body, and soul. Head telling me one thing, body feeling the pain, my gut feeling another. End result, confusion, illness, pain, sadness, and much, much more. Please, Bonnie, reach out to these men, teach them, guide them, support them. Make them understand, but more importantly, help the women and children who are victims of this. I love you for all that you do and the person you are, and I still do feel confident that if there is anyone in the world that can give guidance, it's you. Love, Amy.
Well, wow. She really is the bigger. My heart just breaks hearing that.
That's what I'm telling you. Here's another one.
Yeah.
I've been reading your newsletter for over 2 years now, and it has been a lifesaver. I mean that quite literally. I seriously thought I was the only one, and knowing that others have gone through the same trauma has helped me enormously, and I've learned so much from other women's experiences. I've never felt I needed to contribute my experience until this newsletter, but I would like to send a message to the two men you mentioned. I was 62 when my husband announced he was gay, and he was leaving. I am 64 now. We were married for 30 years, and I knew something was amiss, but I didn't know what. I had come to the conclusion that he was slightly autistic and could not demonstrate closeness in a relationship. When he told me he was gay, all the jigsaw puzzles that were in my marriage fell into place, and I understood immediately what had been wrong. In some ways, it was a relief, but I was ill-prepared for the aftermath. When you split up from a heterosexual relationship, you can hold the preceding years as good. When your partner tells you that he is gay, he obliterates your shared past. It's gone, and no amount of reassurance can ever convince you otherwise. In many ways, my husband was a good partner. He was affectionate, caring, and supportive. In some ways, this only made it worse, and if he had been abusive, then I might have bailed sooner. This in no way minimizes the horrendous tales of physical and mental abuse that I've read in your newsletters, and maybe I would not have bailed and simply survived, as so many of your contributors had to do. My message to the two men is very simple. Everyone is entitled to the truth about their life and to be enabled to make an informed decision about what they may or may not want to do. Any deviation from this can never be interpreted in any other way than exceptionally selfish and will not and cannot be seen as protective or caring. The longer they leave their wives in ignorance, the more damage they will do. However difficult their own lives have been, they are always operating from a position of strength as they knew the truth. This may be difficult to understand. Ignorance is not bliss. It is disempowering and damaging. I am not sure if I will ever recover totally. I have daily and possibly a permanent battle to hold on to some truth about my relationship with my ex. It morphs and shifts depending on my mood. My ex feels we should be friends and that he did and does love me. What errant nonsense if he would never have used my precious time in this way. I, of course, never loved him as he hid himself from me, and the person I love simply didn't exist. Man up, own up, it's the only moral road. All else is cowardice. As for the fears about the divorce settlement, no worries there, if my experience is anything to go by. You would think they had some sense of reparation and feeling that they owe their wives something if only money, but apparently not. From Leslie. And it goes on and on and on, letter after letter. I mean, it was so hurtful to have to keep reading one letter after another. I mean, I must have, like, at least 70 letters that came in.
Amazing.
And my heart just aches for these women. I mean...
Yes, absolutely.
When you think of all the years of doubt, distrust, feeling bad about themselves, and once again, I understand the gay man's point of view that he just hasn't come to terms with it. But at least he has a choice, where I feel his wife doesn't. And instead of, like, feeling empathy towards her, they feel like they've done her a favor by staying there, and they're entitled to their happiness because they've been depriving themselves all these years. I mean, I think there's something distorted with their thinking, Brian. How do you feel?
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. I think it is, and I think it's a denial that serves to try to hold them together and keep their sense of self intact. What these guys really need to do is recognize that if they're going to make any advance, they need to go back to the foundations, and they need to really hit rock bottom and discover what their deepest values are, and do that, they need to be humble. You know, the word humble is from the word humus, the ground. And humble people are people who simply have their feet on the ground. They are in touch, literally in touch, with reality. And I think sometimes people make excuses and play head games in order to excuse self-responsibility. And they're not going to feel good about themselves if they move on. And it certainly is not at all helpful to the women that they've been married to. I like what she said about, you know, something like man up, fess up, and tell the truth, and deal with the consequence. You're going to have somebody who's angry at you. Well, you know, that's just the consequence of the situation you got yourself into. But it's going to be better in the long haul.
I don't know. I just don't even know if they understand. I'm being honest with you. I don't know. There's something off in their thinking, and I really do believe in my heart that these men, first of all, they are not straight men. They are gay men, and I really do believe there's a difference in the thinking of a gay man, just like I can't understand gay, as I told you before. I can sympathize, I can empathize. My daughter was a lesbian. You know, my heart was open to her, but I'm not a lesbian. So I don't know what her thinking patterns are when it comes to certain things.
And let me just point out that what you are seeing the most of is examples of gay men who are married to women.
Right.
Yeah, not gay men in general.
No, gay men who are married to women, but I'm still saying that I think there's sometimes a difference in thought processes. Just, you know, by virtue of cultural associations, like for instance, cultural things. If I'm Jewish and I have somebody who's Irish, I mean, they have certain cultural values that I can appreciate, but I don't necessarily feel them because I wasn't raised that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain, you know, thoughts that they have, political points of view may be very different than mine. Because when you're raised a certain way and you have certain beliefs, and if I kind of look at it on that kind of a level, that maybe our thinking isn't the same, or maybe do the gay community separate itself from people who tend to go into marriages as not being authentic kinds of gays? I mean, I see that there's always that struggle also from friends that I have who are gay, that sometimes they're non-accepting of these guys and, you know, who can't come to terms with themselves, and they're just, you know, screwing up. I mean, I have so many other men who come to me, what I call the other men, you know, who are the third party in these marriages, and, you know, they're falling in love with these guys, and these guys promise them the world, and they won't leave their wives. So do you think there's, like, a certain subgroup within the gay community of these gay married men?
Well, I mean, I think there are some men, period, who are so narcissistic that they think that they're entitled to be above of the rules that apply to other people, and that happens in marriages as well as in gay and straight marriages too.
Right.
But the point is, I think that what we're dealing with tonight is, if there are men listening, you know, I just want to encourage them as a therapist who works with men who find themselves in this situation, that yes, you do need to tell your wife, and you do need to come clean with her. It will be better for her, and it will be better for you. Stop the manipulation. You know, if you're thinking, well, I'm going to wait until after the divorce is final, then I'm going to tell her, that's simply about trying to maintain control, and that's part of the problem. You need to give up needing to control everything. That's part of what you're going to have to do for your own personal development, because people end up using other people, and then they try to get things under control by going to alcohol or drugs or anonymous sex. I mean, there's a thousand different ways that people try to get control, and what they need to do is to recognize they don't get to control everybody. They need to sit with themselves and really get to know themselves and come to a place.
Do you feel that men should hold off on getting involved sexually with other men while they're still married?
Absolutely. No question about it.
What about those men who say to you, yeah, but what if they say, now, first of all, I mean, many years ago I was really naive, not anymore, but when they used to say, well, I'm having these feelings. Well, I feel really stupid saying this. One time a woman said to me, my husband said he's having his feelings. He's never acted on them. And she said, I could swear he's never acted on them, but he knows he's gay. I said, well, how could he know it if he's never acted on it? That's how naive I used to be many years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, but now, like when men say, I think I am, but I don't know. I have to first see, would I be able to do these things? So let me try it first, and then I'll make a decision if I'm gay or not.
Right, right. If you even think you need to go try it, I think that's pretty much your answer right there.
Right, that's what I would say, that if you have a desire for a man. But the other thing I want to bring up is that maybe you can discuss this as a gay man. I try to explain to women, but then I'm always sidetracked by exceptions to these rules, that homosexuality and being a gay man is not just about sex. It's about who somebody is as a person. That if it were just about sex, then it wouldn't, you know, be quite as complicated as it is. It's about who a person is, what, you know, it's not just a sexual act. It's about feeling inside. Am I expressing that right? I know it's not
just about sex. Right. I like to talk about the difference between erotic attraction and affectional attraction.
Okay.
And that people are emotionally feel a sense of connectedness and wholeness when, if they're straight, then they feel that with a person of the opposite sex. If they're gay or lesbian, then they feel that with a person of the same sex.
What about men who insist that they love their wives, they just like to have sex with guys?
Well, they may indeed care deeply about their wives. I don't doubt that for a moment. But that doesn't mean that they should really be married to them, because if they're looking for sex someplace else, then they're kidding themselves if they're saying that they are straight when they're not.
Well, they are kidding themselves. That's my point. You know, you can't convince these guys. You know, they're going to say to you, there's no way in hell that I'm gay. And just because somebody wants to be touched by somebody else, or has a desire or curiosity, or they're a little kinky, sometimes I hear that kinky story.
Uh-huh.
I feel like kicking them. You know, so I'm just a little kinky, so I like to have a little diversity. And this is my favorite one, Brian. There are things that my wife won't do, and if I do it with a man, that doesn't count as cheating.
Yeah, I just...
Do you ever hear that?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't very long ago somebody said to me, well, I figured, you know, if it was with a man, then it wasn't really infidelity. And I
I get that all the time.
Excuse me? Then you would have no problem letting your wife know, right? Well, well, there's the answer right there. It is infidelity.
Right, but what about when they say there's things that my wife won't do? And if I would go outside and have another woman do it, it'd be worse, wouldn't it?
Well,
how do I respond to that?
Yeah,
I tell them
like,
call
well,
you, but like if they haven't called you yet, how do I respond?
Straight men don't want to get that from another man. They're going to want to get it from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
They're not
That's
going to
what
go
I
with it. It's just an excuse to be with a man. That's all it is.
But then they say it's not cheating if they do it with a man. They say, look, I could go get another woman, but that would be cheating on my wife. If I'm with a man, it's not considered cheating.
Right, and it also would not be getting what they really want. So let's talk about what the priorities are here. They're wanting whatever the sex act is with a man, and that's why they're going and finding a man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, ladies, if you're being told that story, don't be believing it.
All right, can you explain the story? Because I have a number of women with this story of the men who are looking for transsexual men who are dressed as, who are beautiful women with a penis.
Can I explain that to you?
Well, no. I mean, because they use that same thing, that it's not a gay thing. I mean, they're with a woman. It's just that she has a penis.
Mm-hmm.
I say that's gay.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever
it is. I always say
the
penis is a dividing line. You know, once you want it, you can dress it up, you can put makeup on it, you can do whatever you want. It's still there, right?
Right, right. Okay, here's where I come down with that. Because it isn't what most wives signed up for. They didn't sign up to be with a man who also needs, oh, by the way, on the side, to be with a preoperative transsexual person or to be with a cross-dressing man. And I'm saying that respectfully because there are some people who are transsexual and they are preoperative on their way, and that's their journey. So that's nothing to do with that group of folks, nor does it have anything to do with people who are cross-dressers. What I'm talking about is the women who are married, if your man is out looking for that, I want to know, did you sign up for that or not? Or do you want him exclusively with you? That's the question. And if a man comes to me and says, well, this is what I want, this, you know, relationship on the side with whatever constellation he's looking for, I would say, uh-huh, well, does your wife know that? Is she okay? Just thinking about it. Well, okay. Then, now we have a problem that needs to be addressed. We need one.
I'm sorry, I'm losing it, Bri.
I said that then we have a problem and we need to have it addressed and we need some honesty here. That's what I said.
Thank you.
Are you there?
I can hear you now.
All right. Very good.
Right. And that's the whole thing. And I say this to my other men also. You know, I feel so bad for these guys because these are guys who haven't been married. And, you know, they kind of meet them on these dating lines. You know, man, married man, you know, looking to come out, looking for my soulmate. And they hook up with them thinking that this is going to be the love of their life. They're going to be the ones to bring this guy to fruition. And I always tell women that, you know, this is a new code word now, like men use, bi-curious, never tried it before. I said, how many times are they going to put that same ad in the paper every time they meet someone? You know, I think there's some kind of attraction that some guys feel, oh, I'm going to be that guy to, you know, make him feel really who he is,
out.
You know, with good intentions,
right.
Not with bad intentions,
right.
Not looking to
right.
break up a marriage.
Right.
But, you know, I tell these guys, you're going to get hurt every time because these guys are game
yep.
players.
Yep.
They're not looking to leave their marriages no matter how much they fall in love with you.
That's right.
They're being dishonest to start with.
Yeah, yeah. No, they want the best of both worlds in many cases. So, date other gay men who are available. That's what I would encourage them to do.
That's what I tell them. Find yourself someone who's emotionally and physically available to you.
Right, right.
Like a real gay man.
Exactly.
Like you, Brian. Why can't I set you up with some of these guys?
Well,
you know,
when they're free and clear and they've taken care of their business.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're also young because these guys are the ones that they, you know, kind of go for.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sad situation all the way around. You know, so many people get hurt. And that's what, you know, when I read these letters, my heart just aches thinking of living a life every day, feeling bad that you're not doing something right. You know, it really does take its toll on who you are as a person of wasted years, where you could really be productive and doing good things and positive things, but you just feel like you have nothing left in you. You question yourself on everything you're doing, and you doubt yourself as a parent, as a wife, you know, as a human being. And, you know, I just think to do this to another human being is a really cruel act.
Well, I would agree. I can't disagree with you, Bonnie.
So if you, any men are listening to this, and hopefully some of you will hear it, and or if you're a woman who has a husband who needs counseling, Dr. Brian Hooper, you can hear, is the man that you need to send your husband to, because he will teach your husband about the right values, about how to do the right thing, about how to be a good ex-husband to you, about how to be a good father to your children. And sometimes men have to be steered in the right direction because there's a lot of voices out there gearing them in the wrong direction. You know, I know there's a network of guys out there who are doing this. So that's why if you have a husband who's looking for counseling, you know, Dr. Brian Hooper, you can reach him through. Give them the contact information, Brian.
Well, they can find me at your website.
Right, it's one of my links.
Okay, and so let's mention your website first.
www.gayhusbandswithans.com and look under links.
And mine is www.drbrianwithanihooper.com.
And, you know,
I was going to say I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, but if you're outside of the state and want to contact me, we can talk by phone or by Skype. I'm happy to do that. I have some gentlemen who they come to see me. They spend a weekend, so they see me a couple hours in the morning on a Saturday, a couple hours in the afternoon. We begin to build the therapeutic relationship, and then from there on, they either phone or Skype once they get back home, too. So there's different arrangements we can make, and I'm happy to work with.
Well, thank you so much again, because you always bring such great wisdom and comfort to our women, you know, on the show. And I can't thank you enough for being so committed to us, to really helping us get through this.
Let me say you're welcome. It's an honor. But let me say this on behalf of all your loyal female listeners, Bonnie, of how impressed I am with your wisdom, your knowledge through your experience, and your compassion that you share. And with the gay men, too, who reach out to you, thank you for what you do with them as well. You're a real light of hope and love. So thank you for all that you do.
Thank you so much, Brian. And my dream is that one day on my bucket list, I'll actually get to meet you in person and give you my biggest hug ever.
Hey, maybe it'll be at my wedding someday. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, it would be.
That would be awesome.
Are you on the road to that?
I sure hope I am.
Have you met somebody lately?
No, not lately. I wish, but, you know.
Listen, if any of you women listening have a really wonderful ex-husband, Brian really needs to meet somebody good. Let me know, and I'll see what I can do to hook him up.
I am not suffering fools gladly. I don't have time for that, do I?
How about Cooper Anderson? He'd be nice for you.
But doesn't he have a partner already? I think he has a partner.
Well, you know, nothing lasts forever, Brian.
Hey, I'm not a homewrecker, Bonnie. You know that.
I know, but I can maybe tell him that you're on the waiting list.
I'm giving you a big hug. I know you need to sign off. And so
thanks again
for having me. I love you.
Love you too, Brian. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Good night, everybody. We'll be back next week.